my experience at La Rochelle. I had a choice when I got there. They said, don't bring your own boat, we'll provide you the boats.
Right, this is for the World Championship.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a World Championship. It was a Charles de Gaulle decided to hold a regatta, and he wanted to have a regatta that would become as famous in Europe as Kiel Week.
Oh, in Germany, right.
So Germany had Kiel Week, and he wanted something to be better than Kiel Week. So he invited small boat sailors, and these were all for small boat sailors. He invited small boat sailors from around the world to come and sail in Kiel in La Rochelle. And they said, you don't have to bring your own boat. You can if you want, but we'll provide you with a boat. So I took my sail, got there, and Axel and I both went. And we had our choice of two boats. There was a wooden boat that wasn't finished yet. And so whoever drew this wooden boat would be spending the next 2 days and nights trying to get the thing finished, time for the race. And the other option was there was a French small boat manufacturer that had just started to produce a fiberglass boat, and he was coming to La Rochelle, and he would be there the day before the race. But he claimed his boat was all finished and ready to sail. So Axel and I drew straws. And actually, it wasn't a straw drawing deal. We could have, there was a third boat that was also wood that was in the same condition as the first one. So we both could have taken the wooden boat. And then this guy who was coming to France, to La Rochelle with his fiberglass boat, wouldn't have anybody to sail it. So we thought for a while. I said, well, this guy's gone to all the trouble of bringing his boat to La Rochelle. It would be a shame if nobody sailed it, so I'll take the fiberglass boat and help Axel finish the wood boat. To make a long story short, I didn't spend very much time when they delivered the fiberglass boat. I barely looked it over, and it turned out it was way, way, way too heavy. The centerboard and rudder were essentially just boards that hadn't been fared. They weren't foils. And it was just a dog. On the way out to the starting line, La Rochelle was a little protected harbor. There's a chain, there was a gate across the end of it, so the French could bring in their fleet and then raise a chain to keep the British boats out. And it was about a half a mile from the harbor out into the ocean. And so we started sailing out through this cut, and the wind was blowing really stiffly, and it became very obvious that I had no control over this pig that I was sailing whatsoever. And so I capsized three times on the way to the starting line. And that was about as good as it got for me. I never finished a race without capsizing. And so I had the privilege of coming in dead last.
Well, that's a bummer. But at least you got a trip to France out of it.
Yep, and I got to spend a lot of good sidewalk cafe time.
Did Charles de Gaulle ever show up to the event?
No, he had us. What they had done is when he formed his cabinet, he had a cabinet level position called Secretary of Sport. Uh-huh. And he had equal authority with the Secretary of Defense and all the rest of those guys. So he was there, but uh-huh. De Gaulle, I didn't see De Gaulle. Or else he was with the winners over some other place. And didn't have time to shake the hands of the losers.
So what was the downfall of the OK Dinghy Fleet?
Okay.
What's the demise of that?
I started out on that subject. The OK was intended to be built by individuals. And along came the Glacier, which is a off-the-shelf. Here it is, all ready to go. You buy it. And it sailed respectably well. It's never been clear to me that it's a superior boat to the OK Dinghy, but it's a boat that if you went into that class, all you do is plunk some money down and haul the thing away and start sailing. With the OK Dinghy, you had about 6 months of work ahead of you if you're going to build your own. The OK Dinghy is very labor intensive compared to the Laser or almost all the manufactured boats. So you have to go overseas in order to be able to buy a manufactured OK Dinghy. And nobody really had any good luck in molding them out of fiberglass, so it just went by the wayside because it became too much work for, there just aren't that many sailors nowadays that want to do everything themselves. The OK Dinghy is still a pretty popular boat in some countries. It's still very popular in England. It's popular in Europe, Scandinavian countries. It's very popular in Australia, New Zealand, and the King of Thailand is an avid OK Dinghy enthusiast, if he's still alive.
Been kicked out of his country by the coup.
Yeah, but he used to host a regatta in Thailand and provide housing and expenses for the participants. Mm-hmm. That's so as far as I know, the fleet is still going, but it's just holding its own. It's not growing by leaps and bounds.
Okay, well, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah.